The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
John chapter 5 verse 1 to 17. And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 to 6. So we read from John chapter 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is dead. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is a Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick up your mat and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again." If it's your Bible, underline the "see." "You are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." Amen.
Amen.
We will end here. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 6. Ephesians chapter
2,
verse
4
to
6.
"But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." Amen.
Amen.
This morning I share with you Jesus, the inexhaustible pool of Bethesda. Jesus,
Jesus Christ,
the inexhaustible pool of Bethesda. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, has graciously ushered us into
2024.
Jesus is the breaker that has broken us into 2024. According to Micah chapter 2 verse 13, "The one who breaks open the way will go before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head." So Jesus is the breaker. I said, Jesus Christ is your breaker. Your breaker has broken you into the year 2024. And there is no power that can stop you. The mighty hand of God has broken us into 2022 as well. We see the description of the hand that brought out Israel from Egypt in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse
8.
So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. You see the same in Jeremiah 32:21.
We
will not read Jeremiah 32:21. Thank you, media. You are doing very well.
The mass media for my
Jesus
idea.
Has broken us into 2024
yes,
to show us mercy.
So,
as he did to the man at the pool of Bethesda. Beloved, the pool of Bethesda actually represents Jesus Christ. Because Bethesda means house of mercy, house of kindness. So Jesus Christ is the inexhaustible pool of mercy. Anyone who genuinely enters into it finds mercy. Anyone who enters into this pool genuinely finds mercy to live a blessed life, a meaningful life, a fruitful life, a productive life, a prosperous life, and a progressive life.
No, Bibia, open fast on Crown Papa, so a rasa is with Tarimono, Benya Humobo, Nana Brabo, so Eto Akoso, Gosua Brabo, Yea Brabo, any Abrabo Mufenina.
The man at the pool of Bethesda, let's look at this man. The Bible said this man has been in this condition for 38 years. And this man has suffered two major curses. I put the word curses in asterisk because it is not described as a curse. I didn't know the word I should put there. Whether it is a foundation or it is a curse or whatever. But there are two things that are around this man. When you read that scripture very well.
Okay,
when Jesus met him. And ask him a simple question. Do you want to get well? The man started talking about other things. Protocol.
Oh, I
think media, you can just go to John chapter 5. Just put John chapter 5 there. I'm now in verse 7. Huh. Say, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is dead. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. This was what has kept the man there for many years. But when you look at this very well, we can relate this to a curse or a foundation or something. You can put another word there. Maybe the curse is too strong. A foundation may be too strong. But it is not just a happening. The problem with many Christians
however, Christopher
is that We just take things for granted.
Oh,
it is normal.
Oh,
it is one of those things.
But
whilst I was meditating, I found out two things. That this man suffered. Whether they are a curse or a foundation or whatever, I put it there in a steric case. But maybe later, if there is a right way, the Lord will give to us. The man suffered from what you call near success. Number one, near success. Always success in sight, but never
materializes.
Near success. The door is almost open. I was almost selected. I had almost won. Then something.
NLBB.
How many of us haven't suffered such things? Just when my turn was about to arrive, I've even heard rumors of my promotion.
Oh, Martin said,
but just as my promotion was about to be announced, near success. Look, this world in which we live is a war zone. Nothing just happens. Both good and bad, they don't just happen.
Papa ni boni nyina ensi keke.
Something causes something to happen.
Bibi nema bibi AC.
One time in the Holy Spirit, thank you. When we were in the wooden structure, one of my associates, he got up.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I think somebody died.
I'm so beautiful.
He said, this one too.
People
will read meaning into it. People will just read meanings into it. People will read meaning into it. I was sitting down looking at him. Because it is one of my key this thing that things just don't happen in this world.
I'm
telling you, things just don't happen. Whether good or bad, it does not just happen. The world is not in a vacuum.
No.
There are forces that control the system. There are forces that influence people. There are powers that move people. Every human being you see is a container. Every human being is a channel. Look, there are uncountable spirits and powers in the atmosphere. Any of us can be a victim at any time. The one you, what you open up for is what uses you. And what you open up for every day. Even those of us who are very conscious of the Spirit of God and things of God, once in a while, before you realize, something enters you and uses you. Like Peter, Matthew chapter 16, verse
23.
When Jesus was talking about his death, He said, come on, you will never die. This is Satan, get thee. Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira, they were leaders in the church. How come that Satan filled them? You see, that is why we must always examine our spirit. And that is why we need each other. I'm telling you, the Bible says we should be one another's keeper. You check me as I check you. And that's why I always say, me, De La Limoja, check me. Check me. I like to say I'm the authority. As I am your pastor, watching over you, over your soul, you should also watch over me. Anything you see wrong, yours is to point it. After you've pointed it to me, then go and pray for me. That's all. After that pastor said that, his father died and he and the brother went to announce the death of his to the hometown. Not to announce, but the father died. He and the brother went to the hometown. They left there. On the way to Accra, the brother died by him in the car. So this world, so this one too, they will attribute it to something. It has happened now. Look, here in this world, nothing just happens. Something must always cause something to happen. Near success. 2024. I banish near success in your life.
Jesus' name.
I break you out of near success.
Jesus' name.
As a pastor, you know, I don't know what we don't hear. I don't know what we don't see. People will come and give you testimonies. The next time, what is the opposite of testimony? English people, what's the opposite of testimony? Testimony is opposite. Trial. Testimony is not trial. Opposite of testimony. English people, who is an English teacher here? What is the opposite of testimony? After they have testified, the next time they are crying. I'm not saying crying is the opposite of testimony. Kaya mala kareta ko shabi kalema ande si brokoto kabaya. The man was near the pool, but he couldn't enter. Can it be that many are in Christ but cannot access the inexhaustible blessings in Christ? Can we say many are near the pool yet? They are not able to enjoy the blessing of the poor. What is your focus in life?
And then when you see so our brabomo.
What are you conscious of?
And then I wear a year or hope a year.
What things do you give your attention to?
And then I wonder why Jane Emma.
What things take attention of your mind, your mouth, and your heart, your ears, and everything. These things play a role. The man was near the pool. People were crossing him. Something was wrong. Yesterday I spent the whole day in the bush. And one of the things that the Lord said, many things to me. That let 2024 shut me out of the reach of wasters, detractors, and
slowers.
Say 2024. Shut my mind from anything that would distract me. In Jesus' mighty name. The second thing I saw in this man was that he suffered what has become real to me, close but far. Close but far. Know that Jesus got to know that this man has been in this condition for 38 years. You know, this year 2024, one of the things the Lord said to me, Jesus is going to give close attention to those who have sincerely, genuinely, and honestly served him, sacrificed for him, but have not seen any significant change in their
life.
Over the years, they are just believing God. They are just following instructions. But they haven't seen any significant thing from pastors and members. This year is your year. To such people, this year is your year. This year, Jesus is going to apply protocol non-compliance anointing upon you. You know, near success close but far.
And I said, what Ben and so which
I want to just explain this. You can be close to something, but the thing is far away from you. During one of our prayer times, I think I said this, 1991. North Carolina Assemblies of God were the first to invite Emmanuel Eni
to Ghana.
That Nigerian man delivered from the powers of darkness, who was worshipping Satan and then had an encounter with Christ, he became born again. And when we went to the airport with my senior pastor to welcome him, we came and he started the process. So my senior pastor put me in charge of him. One of the days he wanted to know where I live. I wasn't showing him. Because the place I was very small. How can such a person come to know where I am? But before I realized, I heard a knock on the door. When I opened up, here was this brother with Emmanuel behind. I spoke to the brother. I said, why have you done this to me in our dialect? God, I'm a guy, I say, my brother, you don't want me to know where you live. Even when you are in the cook, even when you are in the hen cook, where I must come there. He entered the room. Only two chairs were there, could go in. He sat on one. Welcome each other, talking. Then Gladys looked at him. That time, she was pregnant about 6 months.
Now I find a problem, Bosumisia.
She looked and then said to me in every, ah. I wish our son would look like this man. I say,
hey?
Then Manuel said, your wife is saying something. I said, yes. My wife is saying that she wishes the baby she's carrying will look like you. Then he stretched the hand and said, your baby will look like me. When you look at the structure of Enoch, that's Emmanuel. If you have ever seen Emmanuel before, when you look at him, that's
Emmanuel.
I had a friend called Onyamua. You know
Adam
him.
He was a friend Onyamua.
I was the one who introduced Emmanuel to him.
The
first day I introduced Emmanuel to this man. Oh, it was so lovely. Second day, third day. Onya signed a check of 4 million. I remember 4 million. And went to CFA where they sell Peugeot. And we know. He went there to buy brand new Peugeot for Emmanuel. When I have been working with him for some time, you see, close but far. You are close to somebody. He is doing things for people. By
you.
Before you realize he has bought a land for somebody, your friend. He is building for somebody. When he knows you need the same thing. I don't know if there is anyone here who understands what I'm saying. Close. But far is a curse. This year 2024, I deliver you from the curse.
Amen.
Of close but far.
Jesus name.
It will never happen.
Amen.
Anyone you are close to must give you first attention. 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 Look, there are husbands who treat people very well outside, but in their home, to their wives, they don't do the same. They don't do the same. Some years ago, we went for pastor's meeting. And this pastor came to me. That I wasn't Dr. Boja. Man of God. He mentioned two of our members. They are here right now. They are still here. Two of your members are a blessing to me. Anytime I'm traveling to America, to Europe, they buy my ticket. They buy my ticket. They buy my ticket. They are here. They have never bought me ticket. I am in this house with them, feeding them. They have never bought my ticket. But they are buying tickets for other pastors. 2024 is your end. I say it's your end. You will never do that again until you start from your home. I am not saying don't do it for that. Look, I am the one who tells you to do things for people. Am I not? Some of you come to me, I say do it. Anything you are led to do for anybody, please do it. Do it.
Yeah.
But make sure in your house, charity begins at home. Start there first. I know people here who are doing things outside. But we have never called anything and they come forward. I nearly use a word. But I'm trying to repent of using that word. Close but far. Close but far. I nail that spirit in this house.
Jesus.
I nail it to the cross.
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 Jesus name.
Husbands that are here. What you haven't done for your wife, you are doing it for your family members. You are doing it for your friends. You are doing it for other people. Repent! Every Sunday, I give my children offering. I give her also offering. Not that she doesn't have offering. I make sure I give everybody. What I do for her first. So that she can even give me permission to do it for others. You have a very close friend. You are doing this for other people. But that's your friend. You are not attending to him. What kind of spirit is that? It is nailed in this house from today. It is nailed in this house from today. Shakabara mashantaka. You see, that's why people are not being blessed. But when Jesus appeared, something changed. Something changed. Something changed. Jesus applied protocol non-compliance to break this man into his new phase of healthy life. I declare 2024, anyone that has served God faithfully, anyone that is suffering, close but far, yes, I
said,
I break you into your fulfillment.
Jesus name.
I break you into your fulfillment.
Amen.
I break you out.
Amen.
And I break you in.
Amen.
2024. I break into your breaker year.
Amen.
I break into the pool that never runs dry.
Amen.
Jesus is that pool. Jesus, the inaccessible pool of mercy. Listen to me. I am very sensitive for people who are close to me. Anytime I'm doing things for people, I ask, what about those who are close? What am I doing for them? See, don't take people for granted. One day we're going somewhere. You know, when I'm going to play, I greet people. Hello. Hello. I say, my house, the street. When I'm driving, I'm
waving.
She doesn't like it. I'm not saying that everybody you meet in town, go and greet because
you'll
be greeting everybody. Somebody said we should go and dedicate. I think his brother, Sojede. I don't know why that is here. Adam Sojede is. We're going to dedicate his life. And then the place is some lungulu far away. Then we saw some people sitting, a lady and this, and then I greeted them. He didn't greet
you.
I greeted them. He didn't greet. I greeted them. Do you know?
Onim.
We got to a place. We were getting lost. We couldn't find the place. I said, let's go back to the people we greeted. When we got there, then we mentioned, say, oh, Mufaha, like this. Mufa her like this. I say, have you learned?
Is he?
If I had not greeted them, who are you going to ask? They would rather direct you opposite place. Those of you who come to Accra, when you haven't come to Accra before, you go to ministries. And you say, you are looking for so-and-so office. You are in front of the office. They will point at the other direction. Just go, 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 go. And then when you go there, you turn right. You go, 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 you turn right. You ask somebody. You say, I am looking for... Say, ah, you are coming from there. Go back. Has that happened to you before? Say, Pastor is teaching us wisdom. Some of you, even your neighbors, you don't greet them. You don't greet them. The day that armed robbers will come, when they see, they will keep quiet. Let me tell you, when I'm coming to your homes, I am telling you this today. Some of you, your house helps. I give them money. But I tell them never to tell you. Some of you, your watchmen, I give them money. But I tell them, don't. It's between you and I. You know why? Do you know why? So that always when I'm coming, they will allow me. And do you know why? Do you know why?
Only in ATBO.
So that they will not entertain negative thoughts about you.
Now,
one day I picked somebody.
That could be for me.
I was going to pray with her. She was driving.
No, okay, sir.
I was sitting by her.
Now, in time.
And the house her was at the back.
Now,
and I was asking, how do you treat your distance. Sometimes they so we are not
just,
oh, that's good. And then she was telling, yes, Pastor.
Asopo.
Oh, she said, I should thank you.
Asopo.
Because you have been giving her money.
Asopo.
But Pastor, why do you do that?
Asopo.
I said, it's because of you.
Asopo.
So that she will not entertain bad thoughts. Do you know what the lady said?
He
said, Ayampa.
I say,
sometimes
when I'm cooking,
some thought will come that me far there be
wura.
I say, are you hearing?
I say, what here now?
Then, oh, he was speaking to me. She
okay,
was speaking
to now.
Then, my junior caught the osophonu ye mami.
You see now, my mind will go to hold the first time he will be.
Me to me, your way against madam.
So I can't do this in
I am dead, madam. Some of you, your house helps. You treat them like trash.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is eating their wedding. They must finish cleaning the bowls before they eat.
Kayo kayaba yaba.
Librata kamayaka. La karibataka. One day they will kill you. Brother Alex drives me. Nana drives me. They have never asked me for a peswa. But any time they drive me, I give them something. I give them something. They don't ask me. They don't ask me. But I give them. So that one day, no bad thought will enter into their mind. I've been driving this man. This man, I'm driving him. Then one day they'll drive a car, hit something. Then I'll hit my ass. No. So I capture his mind. Sakata kabaya. I know. They will never think like that. Say, Pastor is teaching us wisdom. Say, Pastor is teaching us wisdom. You don't know this world. I thank God you have given me wisdom. Some of you, your gate men, so I give them
money.
Some of you, when you send people to me, to bring me parcels, I give them money. But I make sure, don't tell her. Don't tell him. It's for your sake. So that they will not open up. Look, human beings. Human beings. Have you seen a pastor cutting the wife? Have you seen a Sunday school teacher cutting the wife and later coming to himself? We are contenders to spirits. We are open. We are vulnerable. Thoughts come. That's why we must minimize these things. We must minimize these things. Libra takamaya matikia. Libebeke tekebaya. I declare today. Through this communion. Through this communion. By the pool of mercy. In this communion. I break into your breaker here. I break into God's favor. I break into divine grace. I break into God's presence. I break into divine healing. I break into your fulfillment. I break into supernatural speed. Acceleration. And suddenness. I break you out into God's rest. I break into an inaccessible, ancient, ancestral, generational, and family blessings. And family wealth. Family dreams. That have not been accessed.
Jesus.
I break into them. I break into them. Through the power of this communion. I break into a battle-free life. A battle-free life. A battle-free life. By the pool of mercy.
And I'm
in this communion.
I was already in the moon.
I break you out. I break you out of the curse of near success. I break you out of the curse of close but far. I break you out of demonic restrictions. I break you out of family, parental, and ancestral limitations. I break you out of captivity. I break you out of every web of stagnation. Yes, Mrs. Babina, she's here. She brought TV, Metro TV to come. Did you see us, Metro TV? Clap for her.
But say my name, Babina. I'm not the Metro Fubai.
The day they enter my office, when
and
they were leaving,
the office, so I move you how come?
I open an envelope. I say, take this.
I see the way.
Take this.
What's with the way?
Take this.
What's with the way?
Look, say life is wisdom.
Abrabomo
Enyansa. Say life is wisdom.
Abrabon Enyansa.
Ay, 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 say life is wisdom.
Abrabon
Enyansa. Life is wisdom. May God give you wisdom.
Amen.
I said, may God give you wisdom.
Amen.
There is no restaurant I eat.
I say, Uncle, did you be a
and I get there, they can't give me the food I want.
Ah, Okoduha, I am manager, any on peda.
Because five cities.
I can see the number.
Five cities change. Take.
No, I say, oh,
not that I have money.
I say, be was cow.
One day we went to a restaurant.
That we have quite a baby.
With my senior pastor.
And then they saw Benny.
We went to a meeting and then branch. Oh, immediately the lady saw me. She made me a sign.
Oh, hold on. About no,
then, the food were, oh, no. Say, the food is not there. It's not there.
I see the baby, the baby, no.
Then the lady made me a sign.
And I'm an ebuna.
So I went to a corner.
Because you could have him.
Say, Udia, train, why? Train.
You wait. You alone, wait.
After
wait.
They have served the rest.
One man come, I am no.
My sinner, oh, Nadela, your food is, say, I don't know why they are delaying mine.
Also, Nadela, Naden, also, meaning it's a me the naked.
Before we realized,
you never bear also, no.
What they were saying was not there, which all of us requested.
Nia, omo kase ebi nuho aye ni na ebi sa ebi no.
Fufu with a cranty.
Hey, hey, hey. Fufu ni a cranty nam. Hey.
That was Fufu and a cranty coming. And they came and put it in front of me. My senior pastor said, "Dela, over here before me." Yes, I use five CDs to conquer them.
Medicine, no,
Say, Pastor is teaching us wisdom. Say, Pastor is teaching us wisdom. Husbands, how do you handle your wives? Let me tell you something. Woman,
Oba,
I am not for women. I am not. Yes, I. Because yes, I was born among women. But it is not that I judge different women. What does the Bible say? About prayer. The way you mishandle your wife can block your prayer. I think it's 1 Peter 3:8. 3:7. It can block your prayer. The Bible says they are weaker vessels, so handle them. It doesn't mean that women should be. You don't know women. Look. You don't know women. Women, you don't know. This is their mouth. They will say one thing, eh? You forget that you will come out and even the socks you are wearing. I've seen somebody before. You know, let me say this before we go to communion. The church is full of God users. Christians have now become God users than God followers. People are serving God for what they will gain. But they are not serving God for who He is. And what He has done for them. That's why today, from the pulpit, we are using all manner of tricks. We have to thank you for following. We have to thank you for coming to church. Because if we don't thank you, you won't come. And we will miss your offering. We will miss your tithe. So we have to thank you. Hey! You see why God is not moving in church? Who needs God? God doesn't need you. I say He needs nothing about you. You need God. You need God. You need God. You need God. You don't need to be thanked for coming to church. You don't need to be thanked for giving offering. You don't need to be thanked for anything. Because you need God. He doesn't need you. There is nothing you add to God that can change anything about you. But today, we have these old tricks. Oh, share the link, eh?
Share the link.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah,
thank you for your offering. Because if we don't do it, you will not give.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And we need your offering.
Yeah, for
so you see, we have become God users. There are people in this church sitting down here right now. The only time you see them serious in church is when they realize something is going to happen to their parents. They will disappear. But when they realize their mother is sick, their father is sick, they have gotten a negative medical report. Before you realize, they are coming. They are coming every time. Welfare, they are paying welfare. They are paying women ministry dues. They are paying men ministry dues. They are paying wives dues. Hey, you know, they know trouble is coming. They know trouble is coming. Some of them are sitting down here right now. Trouble is coming. Trouble is coming. Trouble is coming. I've also realized some people, when they bring you a gift, wait. After some time, a heavy request is coming. Say, Pastor is telling us things today. Say, Pastor is telling us things. Pastor is telling us things.
God uses. Then to the person, but you ask the person, are you a God user or a God follower? Say 2024. Don't be a God user. Be a God follower. Be a God seeker. Be a God seeker. Be a God seeker. Be a God seeker. Some are church users. They become serious only when something is coming, and they will need the help of the church. They will need the help of the church. They are sitting here. They are sitting here right now. They will disappear for years. Immediately they realize trouble is coming, they will start to be serious. Church users. I'm not saying everybody will disappear. Some they travel. Some they go for jobs. Some, I am not talking about such people. I don't know. Let me just end it. I know what I'm talking about. And some of you understand.
Sometimes
when people are just faithful, suddenly the person has just become faithful. I tell my wife, I say something is coming. I say hey. Don't think the person has changed. Something is coming. And truly, when a request lands, a trouble lands, it cancels. Look, it swallows all their faithfulness. Rise up with me right now. Say, Lord, 2024, we are ready. We want to seek you. We want to follow you. We don't want to use you. Through this communion, let's go to the communion now.
What you are holding in your hand as a
communion,
the body and the blood of Jesus. Why should a sinless man condescend, come down and take human form? Carry the sins of somebody to die the death that the person should have died. Why? And how do you think the person will regard that thing that he has died for? Something you have died for. How will you handle it? You know the way God values us. Because Jesus died for us. But how do we give ourselves to him? We serve God in it. You see, look, that's what we look. Let me tell you. God is not manifesting. This little, God is not manifesting. It is just by some small messes that we are seeing something. Even the church, we think we own the church. The church will even worship us.
I will stop.
Because you know the church will lose your tithe. The church will lose what you have been doing. So you are bluffing the pastor, bluffing the church. And you want God to manifest in your life. That cancer will kill you. That disease will kill you. Even malaria will kill you.
Malaria will be kill.
Because the presence of God is not with you.
We say,
pastor came here and said,
hey,
is that how you preach in your church?
I said, hey, send
I said, I can't preach like that.
Maybe to me, cast ambassador.
I said, bring me to your church.
I said,
invite me.
One day
I went to his church. The place was quiet. You look at the big man. I was just releasing the word and
hitting
it. After church, the big man met him.
It's
a pastor. Bring this man here every month.
I said,
then he said, why?
I said,
he said, this man is telling us the truth.
He said,
so, me, I'm not telling you the truth. He said, who's wrong?
Hey!
Who said people don't need the truth? Look, heaven is real. Let me tell you. I was sitting with somebody in the car. The head just went like this.
Did you connect? He says,
the person was dead. The person was dead.
No, look,
that's how death is. After that, you and God alone. Nothing matters yet. So the way you live.
You
see, I'm a chief executive.
Oh,
thank God, I respect you. I am such. I respect you. But when it comes to God, I am a handa. It's by grace.
Hey, Adam.
There are people still coming. Bella.
They
don't offend me.
I'm on from here.
They don't offend me.
I'm on from here.
Because I am Dela.
Me here Dela. Me see say.
I am just Dela.
Me here Dela. No.
But some people you don't add their title.
If you offer na body and kahwa.
Do I call any of you my son? I say my sister.
my brother.
That's oh, right.
People call him daddy, daddy. I say, oh, my brother, my sister. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. I want to eat to be like Jesus. I want to eat and drink to be like Jesus. I want to eat and drink to be like Jesus. Say, I hold in my hand.
I hold in my hand, you promise him.
The broken pot.
And
the blood of Jesus
Christ.
I eat to break out. And break in. 2024. By the power of this communion, I have broken into my days. I have broken into my realms. I have broken into prosperity. I have broken into God's favor. I have broken into God's grace. I have broken into fulfillment. I have broken into my healing and my deliverance. I have broken into my stability. Le baba rakata kabrata kabayato le karama shikra le bebe bebe kete kibaranda kasti mashanda le bebe kete kibaranda kabayata la masha la baba rakata kabayakata le baba rakata kabayita kabayakata le bruto kabanda la arama anda kabasi. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father in heaven,
Major Wasro,
through this communion, as I eat and drink, be fully implanted in me. Implant yourself in me, Lord. Take charge of me. The year 2024. Just take charge of me. Take charge of me. I submit to you. I surrender to you. Every aspect of my life. I surrender. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, as I eat and drink,
2024,
not everyone deserves access to me. Not everyone deserves access to me. Say, as I eat and drink, let 2024 shut me out out of the reach of wasters, out of the reach of detractors, out of the reach of slowers, out of the reach of evil and wicked people. Shut me out of their reach. Shut me out of their reach. Shut me out of their reach. Shakata kamayata. Say, as I eat and drink, let 2024 give me access. Give me access. Give me access into the realms of God. Give me access into the life of promoters. Give me access into enhancers. Give me access into my destiny helpers. Give me access. Give me access. Give me access. Give me access. Give me access.
Give me access.
Give me access. Into the blessings,
into the blessings
that my ancestors,
could not access.
Give me access.
Give me access.
Give me access.
Give me access
to the silver and gold.
To the silver and gold.
Give me access
to the wealth
of this nation, Ghana,
and the whole world.
Give me access.
Give me access
to the systems. Give me access to the systems. The system that rule.
The system that govern.
Give me access. Give me access.
Give me
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus
Christ,
every demonic implantation in my life, 2024, to disadvantage me as I eat and drink. Let it be uprooted by fire. Let it be uprooted by fire. According to Matthew 15:13, that anything my Father has not planted will be rooted out. Therefore, as I eat and drink, let every demonic implantation in any area of my life to disadvantage me, to slow me down, to waste me away, to detract me, to distract me, to destroy me, to steal my year. Let it be uprooted by fire. 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 Shakatakabaya. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say by faith.
I receive.
The broken body.
The broken body.
This body,
was broken for me.
I eat. To live like Jesus.
To live like Jesus.
To walk like Jesus.
To walk like Jesus.
To overcome like Jesus.
To overcome like Jesus.
I eat.
I eat.
To rise.
To rise.
I eat.
I eat.
To succeed.
To succeed.
I eat.
I eat.
For acceleration.
For acceleration.
For speed.
For speed.
I eat.
I eat.
To break out.
To break out.
Of every curse.
Of every curse.
Every limitation.
Every limitation.
Every restriction.
Every restriction.
I eat.
I eat.
To break.
To break.
Into.
Into
my destiny.
My destiny.
Into my prosperity.
My prosperity.
Into
my
desired
place.
Desired place. Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
By faith.
By faith.
I eat and drink.
I eat and drink.
In the name of God the Father.
Name of God the Father.
The name of God the Son.
Name of God the Son.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat now? Say this is the blood. This is the evidence that Jesus established for me.
Say yes, amen.
Say no power can resist the blood. Can refuse the blood. 2024. I declare to all powers. Powers that have been projected. From hell into 2024. I lift this cup against you. You have no power. Stay away from me. I set this blood against you. Shakatakabaya. Ibrete kabaya. Say by faith, I drink to live. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know what to do. If we say you know what to do, you don't understand it, ask somebody by you. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Be conscious of what you have received. The Lord was telling me yesterday when I was in the bush praying. Consciousness is the womb of creativity. Consciousness is the womb of miracles. What you are conscious of is what manifests. I'm telling you. See, these are who already belong to those groups. And there is a way they behave. I will not tell you. So that your eyes will open. Say, Lord, anyone among us, whose heart has been stolen by any occult group, break them out, break them out, break them out of God, break them out, break them out, break them out,
break them out, break them out. Bread them up, 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 bread them up,
Why is there some of you cannot mention where you go to church? Why is that you cannot boldly mention who is your pastor? Why is that you are always hiding in that ground? May God deliver you. May God deliver you.
Amen.
May God break you out.
Amen.
God was teaching me something about silver and
gold.
This year, millionaires in dollars are going to rise from this house. Millionaires in dollars. Dollar millionaires. This altar. Look, I can see this altar is vomiting dollar millionaires. It's giving birth to dollar millionaires. It's giving birth to dollar millionaires. Dollar millionaires. Dollar millionaires. Dollar millionaires. You will not come and sow into it. You are standing there. You will not come and sow into it. Come and sow into it for the family. The altar is vomiting something, and you are standing there. Vomit. I am part. Shaka taka taka taka. Dollar millionaires. I am a dollar millionaire. 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 Mama, mama, kapaya kata. Le preke teke baraka. Le pepe teke baraka. Shata kabaya. Arakata kaba. Akata kaba kata. Dollar, 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 dollar. Shata kota. Le preke teke baraka. Ye kele kete. The altar cannot fail. It can never fail. 2024. Dollars, dollars. Shaka. The silver and the gold. The silver and the gold. The silver and the gold. The silver and the gold belongs to our Father. Belongs to our Father. Belongs to our Father. Belongs to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The silver and the gold belongs to our God. But who are controlling the silver and the gold? Who are controlling them? The people of the world are controlling. 2024. That Shakalika. Makata I declare 2024. Let the system favor you.
Amen.
I say, let the system favor you.
Amen.
Whatever decision the government should take. Let that decision work in your favor.
Amen.
And the government that will come to power, whatever decision they make, it must favor the church. It must favor God's people. It must favor the church. It must favor God's people. It must favor the church. It must favor God's people.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.